I think most likely, well, whoever did it is fairly sophisticated, in my opinion. My bets would be on foreign.
Why would that be?
Well, one, it's targeting civilians, citizens, not the government, not a government building, which would typically be what we would see with a domestic extremist type terrorist. It typically targets the government, not necessarily other citizens. Whereas some foreign folks don't care who they kill.
Why the Boston Marathon, other than the fact that there would be a lot of people there?
It's almost a national icon. It happens every year. You know, over 500,000 people there. You get runners from all walks of life, and again, represents from an athletics perspective, the heart of the United States.
And there's word now of a bombing of a similar nature. They're not connecting it to these two bombings, but it appears to be at the JFK Library. What would be the significance there as well?
Well, that could be any number of things. It could be connected to this, although we don't know that right now. JFK Library, of course, just the very name JFK is, again, symbolic of the United States.
Earlier you said this appears to be a very sophisticated operation. Who's ever responsible was sophisticated in the way they carried it out. Could you detail that a bit for us? Why do you think that's true?
Well, sure. A couple of things. One, the getting the devices into that area with the security that was all over that part of the course took some planning and some skill. Number two, the devices went off in a fairly coordinated manner. That doesn't happen by accident. And thirdly, one of the things that interests me was the fact this is a race. It's a marathon run. And it looks to me like the devices were set to detonate and deploy basically at the legs of people, since that's where a lot of the injuries were amputations of legs and other lower extremities. So again, that all tells me this was well thought out and coordinated.
Other major cities are stepping up their security, including New York, San Francisco, most major cities. Do you expect other attacks in other cities, or do you think this would be it in Boston?
I don't. It would not shock me, but it would surprise me. I doubt it would. There would be other attacks, although certainly that, again, it wouldn't shock me. It would have been more likely that the attacks would occur at about the same time, I think, if it had been that's the way it was planned.
Earlier you mentioned this is likely a foreign entity that carried this out. When you said that, most people would probably think of something originating from the Middle East, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, etc. But could there be another player here? We've had some tension now with North Korea. Could they be sophisticated enough to carry something out like this?
Well, any terrorist organization, and there are certainly a number of them across the world that have displeasure with the United States, and any of them could do this, has the sophistication to plan it, to engage a bomb maker, and to find, you know, operatives to plant the devices. So I certainly would not limit this to the Middle East.
I'm not meaning to cast judgment on the Boston police, but have we grown perhaps a bit lackadaisical about security at large events like this? Do you think the area was swept? It's been 12 years almost since 9/11.
I don't think we're lackadaisical. I think, in fact, I would stake my reputation on the fact the area was swept beforehand. It occurs to me that these things were detonated well into the race, and that would tell me that it's very likely they were brought in after the race started, because if those devices were left laying around or packages were laying around beforehand, they would have most certainly have been discovered, and the explosion would have been prevented. However, during the race, people come in, lots of folks are in that area, it's near the finish area. People are carrying all kinds of packages and, you know, blankets and towels and clothes and so forth and lunches and meals. It'd be relatively easy to bring in a relatively small device during that sort of relative minor chaos and place those without anybody really paying attention.